It's a dirt path, lined on both sides with grass and a colourful assortment of autumn leaves. You lift your gaze to realise that you're standing at the edge of a meadow. Small white flowers grow here and there amongst the green grass. The path cuts across the meadow at an angle, leading to the woods just beyond. You follow the path across the clearing. There's a magical glow to this meadow that you can't quite describe, as if there's something special in the air. Things that are usually overlooked or mundane become quite apparent, like the soft hum of insects. A small, fuzzy bee lands on a flower. A butterfly flutters overhead, playing in the wind. The sun is warm on your face, though a light breeze sends a tingle down your spine and goosebumps along your arms. You stop at the edge of the meadow where it meets the woods. The magical glow seems to continue into the woods as well. You step inside, just beyond the first line of trees. It's quieter here. Off in the distance, you hear a woodpecker knocking its beak against the trunk of a tree. Occasionally, there's the soft chirp of a single bird. But other than these intermittent sounds, the woods are marked by silence. The trees here are craggly and old. You let your gaze follow the trunk of one such tree, winding through its branches. The sky turns from blue to grey as a cloud passes in front of the sun. In the shadow's path, the air around you gets a little chillier. Luckily, you're wearing a cozy jacket which keeps you plenty warm. You look back down at the path before you and find that just a few steps ahead, there's a little black cat sitting on the ground. It flicks its tail back and forth and peers at you intently but playfully with bright green eyes. How curious, you think. What is this cat doing here at the edge of the woods? You look around to see if there's anyone else out here. Perhaps the owner is nearby. But the woods are just as still as before. It's only you and the curious little green-eyed cat. But then, out of the corner of your eye, you see a raven perched on a branch just above the cat. Had it been there before? You don't recall seeing it when you first noticed the cat. How strange. The raven watches you with inquisitive, cold black eyes. It ruffles its feathers and cocks its head. Then it turns and flies to a cluster of branches a little way down the path. It turns back to look at you once more. The cat stands up and arches its back as it stretches. It walks over to you and makes a slow, deliberate circle around your feet, tickling the backs of your legs with the tip of its tail. It looks up at you with its bright green eyes and cocks its head, just as the raven did, and then saunters off slowly down the path. It stops beneath the cluster of branches making up the raven's perch and turns to look back at you. you're not sure what to make of these two. The cat and the raven seem to know each other. They certainly aren't bothered by one another's presence. The cat lets out a soft meow and swishes its tail in the air. It looks ahead to the path and then back at you. The raven does the same. It's almost as if they want you to follow them. Why not, you think? You have all the time in the world.